And cheapskates can now rejoice. Tightwad Bank is back in business. The little bank in the tiny town of Tightwad, Missouri, has reopened after being shut down 2 years ago when it was a branch of a larger bank. Missy Sheldon of member station KSMU reports.
Let's play a game. If I say tightwad, quick, what comes to mind? Stingy? Miserly? Your Uncle Jack?
The name Tightwad can conjure up negative connotations.
Don Higdon is chairman of the board of Tightwad Bank.
We prefer to, of course, go with the positive connotations on that, that being frugal, prudent, you know, wise with your money. And in today's financial times, I think it probably might strike a chord with some people.
That's the hope of Higdon and his business partner, who reopened Tightwad Bank earlier this year. UMB Bank shut the doors on its branch in 2007 because by then it had opened several other branches in more populous areas nearby. But Higdon sees an opportunity in tiny Tightwad, Missouri, population 63. He's embracing a name that's usually intended as an insult, proudly handing out mugs, caps, and debit cards emblazoned with the word Tightwad. Sometimes people who drive by the bank, located about 100 miles outside Kansas City, stop in to take their picture with the Tightwad Bank sign out front. Since acquiring the bank, Higdon's main upgrade to the building has been putting the bank's name in big block letters out front on the brick. The bank's name attracted convenience store clerk Rhonda Batson, who recently opened a savings account there. She was happy to get some Tightwad swag in exchange for her business.
When I opened the account, they gave me a t-shirt that's got Tightwad, Missouri. We get a lot of questions about the t-shirt.
Questions like, is there really a Tightwad bank? Don Higdon says that's a problem.
This is the biggest issue we have to overcome, is the credibility issue, because a number of people don't believe it's a real bank. I have the shirt on that says tightwadbank.net on it, and I'll be in a store or, you know, out in public somewhere, and people will look at it. Others will go, is that a real bank? And I go, yes, it is.
Before the bank closed last year, people from all over the country had accounts there. They were attracted by the kitschy name. Already, the current incarnation of Tightwad Bank has attracted customers from as far away as Hawaii. As amusing as the name is, it may only have narrow appeal. Robin Luke is head of the marketing department at the Missouri State University College of Business Administration. He says the name Tightwad Bank is likely to appeal only to a certain group of people.
There probably are some people with warped sense of humor that thinks it's fun to have Tightwad on their checks. And also, there may be a personality among account holders who say, we want our bank to be a Tightwad. We want them to take care of our money. We want them to give us some security and be Tightwads themselves as an institution.
If appearances are any indication of the bank's tightwaddiness, then it truly is tight with its money. The bank is housed in a building that's had few upgrades since it was built in the mid-1980s. Instead of cushy bank chairs, there are what appear to be kitchen table chairs for customers to sit on in the lobby. Though Higdon says he wants to live up to the bank's name, he says he does plan to make some upgrades. For now, he's spending most of his time trying to leverage the name to entice money out of the wallets of tightwads. For NPR News, I'm Missy Shelton in Springfield, Missouri.